Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. This is the Savvy Retiree coming to you from the Villages, Florida. We've had a rather exciting last week or so with Hurricane Irma, and most of Florida has been absolutely just catastrophically messed up, to put it mildly. Please keep the people of Florida in your thoughts and prayers. There's so many without power still, no doubt take weeks. But thanks to all of the preparedness that has been in place here in Florida, most Florida residents are prepared. And so the topic today that I'd like to discuss is, are you prepared for disaster? If so, I'd love for you to call in and tell all of us what you've done to get ready. The number is 657-383-1639. We had some warning about the storm, and so many people had about a week to either get themselves in a good place or go out and get what they were going to need to stay where they were. Well, as you can see in South Florida, staying in place wouldn't have been a good idea. Most people, when they prepare, have either a generator. A lot of people here just, they weren't prepared. Even around here in the Villages, a lot of us are city people, that we live in area, and we're not used to getting ready for a major storm of this type with lots of water and wind. The damage here, I've seen some people lose some siding on their homes, and a lot of trees down, a lot of just from the palm trees, and we have a lot of greenery, so this stuff flies around, and it can get pretty strong. Those winds were up to 75 miles an hour. It just pour through here like a wind tunnel. Okay, so you have to think about, what are you going to need when a disaster comes? You're going to be floating? You're going to have things to keep by? Are you going to, you're going to need water. Now, water here was a big deal, and so was gasoline. Shortage of both of those things were the first things to go. And then as the week went on, it was like, what else? You're going to need food. So people started buying food like crazy. Like, if your power goes out, all that food's going to go to waste. So you don't want to really, you have to stock up early because they'll run out the closer the storm gets. People were buying crackers and things in a can that you can, you know, use a manual can opener to open. You're probably not going to have heat unless you have, you know, maybe a barbecue or your stove is gas. You might have gas, but your electricity, there's nothing really that you can do if the electricity goes out. I mean, you're just sort of stuck. I know people here who are using coolers. They don't even have, they might have some ice, but how long does that last? Not long. The water, you know, it just, the water and coming into your house creating mold, and how are you going to keep the water out? You know, good luck. But most people were just, all they were thinking about was food and their medicines and, you know, having their phones charged, making sure their papers were in watertight sealable folders, and because those papers are you're going to need them when you get with your insurance company. And you want to take care of your pets. Make sure your pets have a place to go. I mean, they can stay with you in the house. Just think, you're not going outside. They can't go outside to go do what they do. So you got to think about that. For myself, it was a learning experience because there are things that some people were prepared for that I didn't even think about. When your power goes off, you want to hit the breakers on some of the panels, and because when the power comes back on, you're going to put a tremendous surge on your electric, and you might blow out some of your appliances. So you just want to make sure everything's shut off and just wait. Fortunately, we did not lose power. We were extremely fortunate. Never lost power. No damage here where I live, in my house. Now, there are places here where sinkholes occurred. That's a whole different thing. It's very common when there's heavy rainfall because of the type of ground that we have here, limestone, sand, that kind of thing. The mobile home parks here, these poor people, their mobile homes were just, I can't imagine, they probably, some of them got really, really tossed around. There are numerous mobile home parks here, or in the area, and in Florida in general. I don't think anyone could have imagined the impact a storm of this magnitude would have on so many people living in these mobile homes. If you're not in a solid concrete slab foundation with some light, I don't know, protection, you're just gonna fly through the air. It's gonna get ripped off your house, or your house is gonna be just blown who knows where. So as you've probably seen on the videos on television from the coverage of the storm, so many of these mobile home parks were just destroyed. The water, the wind, it's awful. So we should learn from this. And what I really want to stress is the power grid. I don't understand why this has happened where people are without power for this length of time, because if everybody else needs a generator, why wouldn't the electric companies put generators or backup systems in every either city or county, or, you know, where they are sort of like cell towers for phones? I mean, you would have backup generators in sealed storage air or something. I don't understand, but hopefully Trump will be interested in trying to fix this antiquated system we have of power. It's overloaded when these things happen, and it could, all of you out there, I appreciate you listening to this show, and I appreciate any comments you may want to send me. Please write to me. Please call in the show. And until when I broadcast, I wish you that you'll be safe, and I thank you for listening. This is the Savvy Retiree signing off. Take care. Bye-bye.